And ladies and gentlemen, welcome to beautiful Jupiter, Florida, here on this Tuesday evening, this special edition of Evening Baseball here at the Dean. We got the hometown Jupiter Hammerheads playing the Mighty Muscles. That's right, the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles, making me a little bit hungry. But you know they're not in the mood for any of that. They're going to look to get back into the mix of things as this second half keeps getting underway, folks. We'll be back here for first pitch at the Dean here in a couple moments. I'm Walter Wirtz with you on the call today. Mighty Muscles at the Hammerheads live on MILB.com, your source for minor league baseball.
To buy your home, you became a house-hunting ace. Learned about loans, scoured neighborhoods, and asked the right questions. Now you're queen of your castle. If you manage that, you can get your retirement plan on track. Visiting aceyourretirement.org can help. With 401k tips and smart saving strategies, you'll feel empowered to own your retirement like you own your home. Go to aceyourretirement.org. Because when it comes to clearing financial hurdles, you're an ace. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
U.S. Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
GOAT. G-O-A-T. Acronym. Stands for Greatest of All Time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
And welcome, ladies and gentlemen. We are here at the Dean, game one of this series between the Mighty Muscles and the Jupiter Hammerheads. Juan Diaz on the mound for your Hammerheads today. And Messiel Urbina, batting .321 on the season, 14 RBIs, 3 home runs, taking over the center field duties for the Mighty Muscles today, the leadoff man in the batter's box. Count 1-2 to Urbina. Here comes the 1-2 pitch. This one's going to be smacked foul into the stands. Here comes the pitch from Diaz. This one smacked fouled behind home plate. And here comes the 1-2 pitch. And this one's going to be chopped up past the pitcher, Urbina. The shortstop's going to get it, and he is safe at first. Not enough. Santiago to the first baseman there. And Montgomery couldn't get to it in time. So nice hustle play by Urbina, bringing up Noah Miller in the 2 spot, batting .226 on the season, 19 RBIs, 2 home runs. Now with a man on first and nobody out in the top of the first. Mighty Muscles trying to threaten here early on in the game. Big game today. Actually a big series, I'd say, for your hometown Hammerheads. They're not doing so well last week against the other hometown team, the Cardinals. Hammerheads looking to snap back into it, get some redemption this time around facing the Mighty Muscles this week. Here comes the 1-1 pitch from Diaz. And that's a breaking ball called strike. Nice pitch by Diaz. Count now 1-2. He has taken his time. Here comes his 10th pitch of the evening. And he's going to check the runner at first. Bina sliding, making it in on time. Bina, the leadoff man, a lot of speed on the bag, so you know he's threatening at first. If he gets to second with no outs, what a way to start the game that would be for the Mighty Muscles as this one breaks outside for ball two. Count 2-2. Here comes the 11th pitch from Diaz. and he gets him. Beautiful strikeout, retires Miller, and that's the first strikeout of the night for Juan Diaz. So out number one in the books here in the top of the first inning. Diaz taking his time. Here comes the pitch. A big hack, and it gets by the third baseman, Berry. That's going to be a stand-up single. Moving Urbina to second, and now we got runners on first and second for the Mighty Muscles. What a nice hit. So we got runners on first and second. Rubel Cespedes up in the batter's box, batting 303 on the season, 21 RBIs and 3 home runs. He's playing first today for your Mighty Muscles. Here comes the pitch from Diaz. And this one's going to be inside and low, ball one. Here comes the 1-0 pitch from Diaz. This one going to be inside in the dirt. Santiago able to get to that one, no problem. And here comes the 15th pitch of the evening for Diaz. That's going to be a breaking ball. Just catches the inside corner of the plate for strike two. Strike one, I'm sorry. Count now 2-1. Diaz looking long at second as this pitch just misses the corner of the plate. Diaz now behind on the count, 3-1. Top of the first inning, folks. Nothing here as Cardenas walks, and we have the bases loaded like your favorite baked potato. That's right. One out here, top of the first inning. Mighty Muscles threatening. So a quick meeting on the mound, maybe to try to calm down Diaz as he approaches his 18th pitch of the evening. Not a good start here for Diaz and the Hammerheads, as the Mighty Muscles are threatening here with the bases loaded and one out. Ortega up at the bat, the DH. We'll see what happens here. That pitch called ball, count 1-0. Diaz getting his pitch. Here it comes. And this one going to be fouled back. One the count. One out. Bases loaded. Diaz against Ortega. Top of the first. Here comes the pitch. That one going to be a little bit up high. Ball two. So the count's now 2-1. Here comes the 2-1 pitch. This one fouled back. Again behind home plate. Ortega staying alive. Diaz and Santiago taking their time. Here comes the 2-2 pitch. Bases loaded. Top of the first. And another foul. So Jorel Ortega staying alive, like my favorite song. 2-2 the count here, top of the first, bases loaded. Trying to get the mighty muscles on the board. What a golden opportunity here, folks. Here comes Diaz in his 23rd pitch. And this one's going to be smacked past the shortstop. One run's going to come in. A second run's going to come in. And ladies and gentlemen, the mighty muscles are on the board with the dugout cheering. A 2-0 lead to start this game. Wowzers. What a hit. A 2-run RBI hit single there. Unbelievable. What a way to start the game for the mighty muscles. 2-0 now. The base is still loaded, or I'm sorry, runners on first and second, as we got a meeting on the mound here. Diaz with already 23 pitches on the evening, now down in a 2-0 hole. So now Keone Cavaco steps in the batter's box. He is batting 233 on the season, 44 RBIs. Wow, 8 home runs on the year. He takes over the third base duties for the Mighty Muscles today. So what a way to start the game, ladies and gentlemen. 2-0. Mighty Muscles on top of the Hammerheads. What a hit. Bringing 2 home there, crossing the plate. So here we go. Juan Diaz approaching pitch number 24 against Cavaco. Runners on first and second here at the Dean. Drama at the Dean to start the game. Here comes the first pitch to Cavaco. This one, a big swing and a miss. That's going to be strike number one. So a lot of discipline shown by the Mighty Muscles. A lot of staying alive. Fouling here and there, and it paid off as this one's going to be chopped over to short. It's going to be hit over to second, and that's going to be a double play. What a play. Santiago to Sanoa, Sanoa to Montgomery, and just like that, ladies and gentlemen, the Hammerheads are going to have another shot as we approach, ladies and gentlemen. But the damage has been done just a little bit with the Mighty Muscles getting 2 runs across home plate. 2-0 here, approaching the bottom of the first. This is Walter Works with you on the Hammerheads Baseball Radio Network, live on MILB.com, your source for minor league baseball. And we'll be back right after this commercial break, folks.
Hey, hon, what you doing with your phone? Taking pictures?
No, I'm asking it questions.
Like what?
Hey, Bobo, do flowers have best friends?
I'm sorry, I'm afraid I don't know that.
Hey, follow me. I want to show you something. Look, flowers do have best friends.
Whoa.
Some answers can only be found in nature. Discover the unsearchable. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a trail near you. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
We are back, ladies and gentlemen. Tuesday evening baseball at the Dean. And we got the Mighty Muscles on top, surprisingly. Not in their DNA, getting off to a quick start. And we got Jalen Nolan on the mound for your Mighty Muscles. 4.0 4.09 ERA, 81 strikeouts on the season. We got Yidi Cappe leading things off for your Hammerheads. Hammerheads going to try to take a bite out of these mighty muscles, trying to claw their way back into this deficit. Just down 2-0, and we got a lot of baseball, ladies and gentlemen, yet to play here at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. Little break there as Nolan sends the pitch in, and that's it for Cappe, and he is retired. So a strikeout to start the game for Nolan. A strikeout on four pitches. Not bad, not bad, not so bad. And he bunts. Sanoa bunts, and it's just going to go past the foul line, so that's going to be a foul. But the speedy Sanoa now in the batter's box, batting .218, three home runs, 16 RBIs on the season. He surprised everybody with that quick bunt. My, oh my, won't you look at you. So here we go, folks. Count 0-1. We're in the bottom of the first, one out. Hammerheads trying to take a bite out of these mighty muscles coming all the way up here from Fort Myers. It's the pitch from Nolan. That one a little bit inside, but in the dirt. That's going to be ball number one. Count now 1-1. Here comes the pitch. This one's going to be smacked over the head of the shortstop. No chance for Miller there. And Sanoa on first with a stand-up single. And now you got to worry if you're the mighty muscles, because Sanoa has some speed on the bag. So the Hammerheads getting something going here. One out in the bottom of the first, down 2-0. Now we got Jacob Berry up in the batter's box. He's batting .158. No home runs, three RBIs, but a lot of potential in Berry as he check swings this one, but it's going to be called strike anyway. Count now 0-1. Nolan taking his time, checking Sanoa at first. Here comes the pitch. This one catches the corner of the plate. What a nice strike number two for Nolan. Oh, and Sanoa gets caught running mid-run, and look, he gets caught at second. Man, Sanoa trying to take second. Nolan didn't let go of the pitch yet. Great job by Nolan, and he gets Sanoa trying to take second. Dead on arrival for out number two. So not so bad for Nolan. Now with his 10th pitch, this one going to be inside for ball number one. Count now 1-2. 10 pitches in, and he's already just one out away from getting out of this one. Pitch number 11 called ball. Count now 2-2. Count even here to Berry. And the pitch there, chopped foul behind the foul line there. And a big swing and a miss, and that's all she wrote, ladies and gentlemen. For the bottom of the first, approaching the top of the second, Mighty Muscles on top. What a strikeout by Nolan to get the Mighty Muscles over to the second inning. Ladies and gentlemen, we will be back, MILB.com. We're live tonight here at the Dean, your source for minor league baseball. This is Walter Works on your Jupiter Hammerheads Baseball Radio Network. We will be back after this commercial break.
Today, here's that song again. It's gonna be stuck in your head all day.
Yay!
Here's that song again.
It will make you cray cray.
You love your kids enough to watch that TV show a bajillion times.
Yay!
Love them enough to make sure they're in the right car seat for their age and size. Show them you love them. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Tom has been a teacher for over 40 years. One day, I think one of the students had asked the question and he didn't remember the answer. And I also noticed that he was letting his class out earlier than they were supposed to let out. I was really starting to worry.
Levi and I talked about how it would change our lives, but he was there beside me.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
We are back at it. Top of the second inning, ladies and gentlemen. Mighty Muscles on top, 2-0 here. Diaz still on the mound for your hometown Jupiter Hammerheads as this one is smacked by Kalei Rosario. A nice routine play there. Barry to Montgomery. That's going to be out number one for your Jupiter Hammerheads. Now, catcher number 15, Dylan Tatum. 1-0 the count. Diaz up against Dylan Tatum. Tatum, the catcher for your Mighty Muscles, has this pitch as a ball. Count now 2-0. And here comes pitch number 30 from Diaz. That's going to be called a ball. So 3 balls, no strikes to start this sequence against Tatum. Tatum batting 189 on the season, 16 RBIs, and 5 home runs to go along with that. So he's got some pop at the bat as this one's finally called strike. Count now 3-1. Diaz behind on this count. Showing some control there, though. Maybe he'll be able to battle back. Here comes pitch number 32, and this one's going to be popped up. It's going to be between Sanoa and Santiago, but Santiago calls it off. Right in between the gap there, outside of second base and center field. So a nice loud out number 2 for your Hammerheads. So Diaz trying to make a quick inning of work here for the Hammerheads. Pitching quick, pitching fast, and here comes another strike to Aguirre. Carlos Aguirre at the plate, 248 on the season, 19 RBIs, 9 home runs, taking over the right field duties today for the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles. Part of the Twins and Reds organization. A lot of prospects on this Mighty Muscles team. Really getting off to a quick start today. 3 hits, 2 runs on top of the Jupiter Hammerheads, 2-0. Here comes pitch number 36 to Aguirre. This one is a check swing. Did he go? No, he didn't. Home plate ump checking with the first base ump, and he did not go. So the count now 2-2, 2 outs, top of the second inning. Nobody on base. Here comes the pitch, and that's a big swing and a miss and a big strikeout. Diaz retires him, and we're going to go to the bottom of the second inning. Will the Hammerheads take a bite out of these mighty muscles? Stay tuned and find out, folks. This is Walter Works on your Jupiter Hammerheads Baseball Radio Network, live on MILB.com. We'll be back, folks, after this commercial break.
Let's be honest. The National Symphony may not be in his future, but he wanted to try violin. So you said yes because you love him. And if you love him that much, love him enough to make sure he's buckled up and in the back seat. Find out more about keeping your kids safe in your vehicle at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Show him you love him. Keep him safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
To some, the sound of a baby babbling doesn't mean much, but that's not true. They're testing out vowels and consonants and trying different sounds. And by 12 months, their babbling is beginning to take on meaning, especially if there's no babbling at all. Little to no babbling by 12 months or later is just one of the possible signs of autism in children. Learn more at AutismSpeaks.org. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
And welcome back to the Dean, my favorite place. I know it's yours too. Home of your Jupiter Hammerheads. They're going to try to take a bite here in the second inning. They've been swimming around, no luck so far. Joe Mack at the plate up against Jalen Nolan, still on the mound for your Fort Myers Mighty Muscles. Things are looking real good right now for the Mighty Muscles. Nolan approaching his 15th pitch of the evening. Here comes the pitch, and it's going to be hit by Mack over to Nolan. A nice routine flip over to first to Cardenas, and that's out number one for your Mighty Muscles. Oh, yeah. So that's going to bring up the big bat, Brady Allen, playing over in center field today, batting .234 on the season, 8 home runs, 47 RBIs. Here comes pitch number 16 of the night for Nolan over to Allen. That's going to be down and away, ball number one. Here comes the pitch. This one going to be chopped foul. Strike one. Pitch number 18 of the night, ball number two, count now down 2-1. So count 2-1, nobody on base, one out here. Mighty Muscles holding on to a 2-0 lead. Here comes the pitch to Allen. That's going to be fouled up high. Strike two. So the count now 2-2. Here comes the pitch, number 20 of the evening, and he swings and a miss. Strike number three, Nolan on his 20th pitch of the night, retires Allen. So two outs on the board, Torin Montgomery coming up, first baseman for your Hammerheads. He's batting .316 on the year, 3 RBIs on the season. Two outs, nobody on. Montgomery looking for a big hit here. Trying to get something going here, bottom of the second inning. And this one is just popped up high. Cardenas trying to track it down by the dugout, and he does. A nice defensive play by the Mighty Muscles and Cardenas at first. And just like that, ladies and gentlemen, we're on our way to the top of the third inning. Mighty Muscles on top, 2-0 over your hometown Jupiter Hammerheads. And this is Walter Works on your Jupiter Hammerheads Baseball Radio Network, live on MILB.com, folks. Your source for minor league baseball. We'll be back for your third inning. Top of the third inning coming up after this commercial break.
Wake up and text. Text and eat.
Mm-mm.
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen, and text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Danica Patrick. Watching my nieces grow, play, and learn is amazing, but not every child gets to be carefree. One in six kids in the U.S. are hungry. This breaks my heart, and it's something that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and gives it to families in need. To help, visit feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
And we are back, folks. Tuesday evening baseball at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium in beautiful Jupiter, Florida. Home of your Hammerheads right now. The Hammerheads swimming around. To no delight, though, down 2-0 as Urbina is leading things off. And he smacks this one right to left field. Nice catch there by Thompson for a loud out number one. So Urbina is retired. And Diaz, going to be approaching his 40th pitch of the evening, folks. A lot of work so far, just through three innings of work, and we're not even there yet. That brings up Noah Miller at the plate. Noah Miller batting .225 on the season with 19 RBIs and two dingers on the year. And I'm not talking dingers from KFC, folks. I'm talking out of the park. So you know he's got the power, and he can make it happen. Mighty Muscles looking to add some insurance, up 2-0 here in this topic and pitch of the evening from Diaz to Miller. That one going to be a beautiful pitch called strike, just catching the corner of the plate. Count now 1-2. So this one's going to be smacked by Miller, making some contact, but it looks like it's going to be an easy play for Luttrell over in right field. And it is. And just like that, there's two outs here in the top of the third.
Now batting the second baseman, number one, Tanner Chauvin.
So Diaz trying to make a quick inning of work here, now facing Chauvin, the second baseman for the Mighty Muscles. First pitch going to be called strike one. Well, the second pitch, sorry. Count 1-1. Chauvin 1-for-1 today. We'll see if he can keep things going here. Nice pitch. A lot of velocity on that one, but just a little bit low below the strike zone there. Count 3-1 to Chauvin. Here comes the pitch from Diaz. And this one's going to be smacked, ripped down the third baseline, but just foul. Man, what a laser line piece of hitting there by Tanner Chauvin. And that one gets in there for a strike number three. So Chauvin is retired. And just like that, ladies and gentlemen, we are approaching the bottom of the third inning here at the Dean. Walter Works with you here on the Jupiter Hammerheads Baseball Radio Network. We are live tonight, Tuesday evening baseball with the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles Hammerheads. We'll be back, folks, for the bottom of the third inning.
No, I'm asking you questions.
Like what?
Hey, Bobo, do flowers have best friends?
I'm sorry. I'm afraid I don't know that.
Hey, follow me. I want to show you something. Look, flowers do have best friends.
Whoa.
Some answers can only be found in nature. Discover the unsearchable. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a trail near you. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Back, folks. Thank you for joining us tonight. Walter works with you on the Jupiter Hammerheads Baseball Radio Network. We're live on MILB.com, your source for minor league baseball. Carlos Santiago starting things off for your Jupiter Hammerheads. Santiago taking over the shortstop duties tonight for your Hammerheads, batting 245 on the season, three home runs and 18 RBIs, with a count now at 1-1. Nolan still on the mound for your Mighty Muscles, pitching a fabulous game thus far as he throws this one down the middle for a strike, count now 1-2. Nolan, a little bit of a different story if you're comparing him to how the pitching has been going so far for the Hammerheads, with just 24 pitches so far in the evening. He has about 16 strikes, 8 balls, has been very efficient so far. Keep in mind, he has a 3.93 ERA on the season. So this guy has the stuff, along with 84 strikeouts. Talk about productivity. Here comes the pitch. This one going to be fouled. Count remains 2-2. So a lot of excitement here in minor league baseball as we're in the second half of things. As the season trickles on, a lot of excitement in just baseball, period. A lot of big teams making some notable trades as the deadline loomed, and baseball has been more exciting as ever. As Santiago pops this one up in foul territory, and Cordenas is running and runs into the net, trying to make the catch there in foul territory, but Cardenas could not get to it. Nice effort there by the Mighty Muscles and their defense. Cardenas, man, at first, showing some speed there on the bags. Here comes the pitch. Big swing and a miss, and Santiago was retired. So that's another strikeout for Nolan. Some good work through 28 pitches. So one out on the board, bringing up Jake Thompson. Thompson, the big left fielder, with a 273 average. Three. Nolan versus Thompson. Here we go. One out. Bottom of the third. Nobody on base. Here comes the pitch. That one just catches the corner of the plate. That's strike number one. And that's going to be strike number two. So the count now is 0-2. And here comes the pitch, a check swing inside. He didn't go. That pitch called the ball. And And a big swing and a miss, and Thompson is retired. Another strikeout for Jalen Nolan. Some great pitching. Good stuff so far from Nolan. Just 32 pitches in, as now he faces Chase Luttrell, the right fielder batting 200 on the season. Now with two outs, we'll see what Luttrell can get going, if anything. Here comes the pitch. Big swing, hacked over to second. That's going to be an easy play from Schobel over to Cardenas. And we are on to the top of the fourth inning, folks. Mighty Muscles on top, 2-0. And we'll be back from Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. Walter Works with you. Tuesday evening baseball. We'll be back after this commercial break.
Hey, hon, what you doing with your phone? Taking pictures?
No, I'm asking it questions.
Like what?
Hey, Bobo, do flowers have best friends?
I'm sorry. I'm afraid I don't know that.
Hey, follow me. Oh. Look, flowers do have best friends.
Whoa.
Some answers can only be found in nature. Discover the unsearchable. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a trail near you. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
And we are back, folks, live from the Dean, live and alive. Top of the fourth inning here. Mighty Muscles on top. 2-0, 2-0. How do you like that? Fort Myers came in here with a bang to start off the game. Hammerheads, though, they look poised to make a run at this thing very early in the game. Cardenas, the first baseman, up in the batter's box. 240 on the season, 31 RBIs, 8 home runs. And Diaz, different story from Nolan, now going to be approaching his 53rd pitch of the evening. Here it comes. This one going to be a ball outside and away for ball number 3. Count 3-1 to Cardenas. And this one called strike, count now full. Nice pitch by Diaz. And this one is going to be chopped, but foul doesn't make it past the white line there in the batter's box, so count remains full to Cardenas. And that's going to be a strike 3. So retiring Cardenas is Diaz. And that's out number 1. Top of the fourth inning here. That brings up Rubel Cespedes. We are going to have a meeting on the mound. Coach Espada might have had enough. And why not, right? It's been that type of game. But we'll get an update on that pitching change as here it comes, folks. So that's going to be it. That's all she wrote. And a new pitcher comes on the mound, and he's going to warm up and all that good stuff. We'll get a name and a number. So Diaz, 3 innings pitched on the night, 4 strikeouts, 56 pitches, though. That's the total. That might be the problem. Coach Espada might have not seen a nice end result in sight. So that's going to bring up a pitcher in relief, folks. We'll be back after this commercial break as he warms up. This is Walter Works with you tonight. Tuesday Night Baseball. That's right, on MILB.com, your source for minor league baseball, on the Jupiter Hammerheads Baseball Radio Network. We'll be back after this commercial break.
Hey, hon, what you doing with your phone?
Asking it questions.
Like what?
Hey, Bobo, do flowers have best friends?
I'm sorry. I'm afraid I don't know that.
Hey, follow me. I want to show you something. Look, flowers do have best friends.
Whoa.
Some answers can only be found in nature. Discover the unsearchable. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a trail near you. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen. Tuesday Night Baseball, live on MILB.com. That's right. Jupiter Hammerheads Baseball Radio Network. I'm Walter Works with you. Mighty Muscles on top. Top of the fourth inning. 2-0 is the lead. And the pitcher in relief, as this one is smacked by Cespedes. That's going to be a stand-up single. Nice contact there by Rubel Cespedes. And he gets on first. No problemo. So Gene Reyes in relief for your Jupiter Hammerheads. Not a good start there as Cespedes rips this one for a single. So Gene Reyes on the mound in relief. We'll see if we get any relief there as Cavaco smacks this one over to the shortstop. That's going to be a nice double play to end the inning. Reyes getting the job done in relief, better than Pepto-Bismol, let me tell you. And that's a nice play there. Santiago to double play to get out of the top of the fourth. We're going to the tip, to the bottom of the fourth. 2-0 Mighty Muscles, folks. We'll be back after this commercial break.
To buy your home, you became a house hunting ace. Learned about loans, scoured neighborhoods, and asked the right questions. Now you're queen of your castle. If you manage that, you can get your retirement plan on track. Visiting aceyourretirement.org can help. With 401k tips and smart saving strategies, you'll feel empowered to own your retirement like you own your home. Go to aceyourretirement.org. Because when it comes to clearing financial hurdles, you're an ace. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Opt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.com. Opt US Kids presents.
And we are Bizak. Bottom of the fourth inning, Nolan still on the mound for your Mighty Muscles. Cappe leading things off as he pops this one up into the sky and right into the mitt of Tatum. Nice catch there by Tatum for the Mighty Muscles. A quick out number one to start things off here in the bottom of the fourth. So 23 on the season, 3 home runs, 16 RBIs, with one out now in the bottom of the fourth inning. Hammerhead's trying to take a bite out of these Muscles. Here comes the 0-1 pitch. Nolan to Sanoa. That's going to be ball number one. Fort Myers on top, 2-0. Bottom of the fourth, one out. This one way inside. Sanoa skipping and dancing to get away from that one. That's going to be ball number two. 2-1 now the count to Sanoa. Sanoa has been a very productive, exciting, and really efficient player for this Marlins organization at this level as he chops this one past first. It gets past Cardenas, and he's rounding first. He's going to stop as quick as he can. What a nice play by Aguirre to get a hold of that ball in right field, limiting the damage to just a single, man. The speedy Sanoa can turn a bag quicker than you can imagine. So with one out, Sanoa's on first. And that brings up Jacob Berry to the plate. Here comes the pitch from Berry to Berry, and does he get it? Yeah, right in front of the center fielder. What a nice hit by Berry. That one trailed a little bit. And he's going to go home. We got a play at the plate. And he's out of there. Sanoa is out at home. Dead on arrival. A little skippity-doo of the ball. He took a chance and he's out. What a play by Tatum catching that ball at home plate and applying the tag for a crazy out number two. Holy moly. Exciting. Play at the plate there. I'm sorry, we got, two outs. What a moment. Mighty Muscles looking for insurance. They got denied. Here comes the pitch to Mack. So nothing gives there. Almost close, but no cigar. Score remains 2-0 here in the bottom of the fourth. Hammerhead's doing everything they can to get something going. Nolan with his 41st pitch to Mack. Big swing and a miss. Count now 0-2. That's been the story of the game for your Fort Myers Mighty Muscles. Great pitching, great defense, lots of awareness, and so far a high baseball IQ for everybody involved playing defense. And how can you deny Nolan? What a job on the mound so far. Just 42 pitches trying to get out of this fourth inning. Here comes the 43rd pitch of the evening, and that's a big strike number three, retiring Mac. And just like that, ladies and gentlemen, another strong inning for the Mighty Muscles. No eating tonight here for your Hammerheads so far, down 2-0 as we approach the top of the fifth inning. This is Walter Works on your Jupiter Hammerheads Baseball Radio Network live on MILB.com. We'll be right back, folks, after this commercial break.
A teenager, learning the lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for greatest of all time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad.
It's 4 a.m., Monday, and you're literally sucking baby snot through a tube because she's congested. Man, that's love. And if you love her that much, love her enough to...
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, at the Dean. Walter works with you. Tuesday Night Baseball here in Jupiter, Florida, live on MILB.com. Gene Reyes in relief for your Hammerheads, facing Kalei Rosario. Say that three times really fast. Big game tonight, kicking things off in this series. Hammerheads coming off a series where they struggled against the Cardinals. Still in the mix, though, when you're thinking the Florida State East Division. Neck and neck with the Cardinals and the Mets. Things really heating up in this second half. Hammerheads, though, are looking to get back over 500. As this one is up and away, that's going to be ball number three. Count now 3-1. Here comes the eighth pitch from Reyes. That one is going to be inside. And that's going to be a walk for Rosario. A free ride on the Base on Balls Express train. Choo-choo. There we go.
Now batting the catcher, number 15, Dylan Tatum.
So we got a runner on first. Nobody out. Top of the fifth inning. That brings up Dylan Tatum. Batting 188 on the season. 16 RBIs. 5 home runs. Your catcher tonight for the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles. This is going to be hit over to the shortstop, over to second, over to first, and just like that, the side is not retired. I'm sorry, that's only two outs, but just like that, we got a double play. Beautiful double play from Santiago to Sanoa to Montgomery. Quick two outs there. Or did it not? Play never happened. It looks like it as we're... No, okay. Scoreboard is fixed. We do have two outs on the board. That brings up Carlos Aguirre, batting 245 on the season, 19 RBIs, 9 home runs, a lot of pop at the bat for Aguirre, the right fielder for the Mighty Muscles. And there goes that pop. He hits this one over the right field, but it goes foul. Foul into the stands. Here comes the 12th pitch. Reyes to Aguirre. Check swing. Did he go? Did he go? Yes, he did. And that's strike number 3. Aguirre retired. Dun, 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 dun. And just like that, the Hammerheads look to take a bite, man. Can they do this time around? They're down 2-0. And I'm Walter Works, and this is the Jupiter Hammerheads Baseball Radio Network. We'll be back after this commercial break. Bottom of the fifth inning coming up. Your Jupiter Hammerheads up next.
You became a house hunting ace, learned about loans, scoured neighborhoods, and asked the right questions. Now you're queen of your castle. If you manage that, you can get your retirement plan on track. Visiting aceyourretirement.org can help. With 401k tips and smart saving strategies, you'll feel empowered to own your retirement like you own your home. Go to aceyourretirement.org. Because when it comes to clearing financial hurdles, you're an ace. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt US Kids, and the Ad Council.
And we are back at the Dean. Are you excited? I'm exciting. It's Tuesday Night Baseball. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. Mighty Muscles visiting your Jupiter Hammerheads. And everything going their way thus far. 2-0 here in the bottom of the fifth inning. Nolan still on the mound for the Mighty Muscles. What a great game so far he's pitched. Allowing 3 hits, no runs on the board. No errors for each team. Muscles on top, 2-0. Brady Allen in the batter's box, batting .233, 8 home runs on the season, 47 RBIs. This one is popped up. Cardenas trying to track it down over by the foul side in first base, and he does. Beautiful play by Cardenas over at first for out number one. So that's going to bring up Torin Montgomery, the first baseman for your Hammerheads, batting .300 on the season, 3 RBIs. One out here. This one's going to be popped up. It's going to be Cardenas again trying to track it down. Can he do it? He's running to it, and he does. And a round of applause by the dugout. Over in the Mighty Muscles side, Cardenas with the hustle, with a defensive effort, making it happen, Captain. 2 outs there. Mighty Muscles trying to make some quick work of the Hammerheads here in the bottom of the fifth. So here comes Carlos Santiago batting .243 on the season, 3 home runs, 18 RBIs. He's your shortstop tonight for the Hammerheads. First one. Nolan approaches his 48th pitch here. Great night for him. No runs allowed. Here it comes. This one's going to be smacked by Santiago, but it's going to be smacked right to Rosario, and that's out number 3. Wow, what a quick inning of work. And the Mighty Muscles looking impressive thus far, ladies and gentlemen. 2-0 as we approach the top of the sixth inning here on this edition of Tuesday Night Baseball here in Jupiter. Mighty Muscles on top, 2-0. Top of the sixth coming up. We'll be right back after this commercial break.
To buy your home, you became a house hunting ace. Learned about loans, scoured neighborhoods, and asked the right questions. Now you're queen of your castle. If you manage that, you can get your retirement plan on track. Visiting aceyourretirement.org can help. With 401k tips and smart saving strategies, you'll feel empowered to own your retirement like you own your home. Go to aceyourretirement.org. Because when it comes to clearing financial hurdles, you're an ace. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt US Kids, and the Ad Council.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back. 2-0, Mighty Muscles on top of the Hammerheads. Top of the sixth inning. Rubina up at the plate, up against Gene Reyes. Feels like Gene Reyes has been in the game forever. Just 13 pitches. He had a quick inning of work the last time around. Looking for a little bit more of the same here in relief. Here comes the pitch. This one's going to be popped up. Latrell, though, is going to fall right in his mitt for a routine out number one. So that's going to bring up Noah Miller into the batter's box, batting .224, 19 RBIs, and 2 home runs. He's the shortstop today for your Mighty Muscles.
Number
So Miller, 0 for 2 so far tonight. Reyes with 2 innings of work in the books. Just 15 pitches, man. How about that? Looking good. This one's going to be smacked foul by Miller. So the count's going to go over to 1-1. Here comes the 17th pitch. Reyes to Miller. Going to be fouled again. Count remains 1-1. Muscles looking for insurance. They haven't had it easy this season. A tough season it has been. But we're early on in the second half. And you know, in the game of baseball, it's 9 innings. Every inning counts. And it's a long season. Lots of hope for this Twins and Reds organization as the Mighty Muscles look to take game one of this series from the Hammerheads. Here comes the 19th pitch to Miller. And away, ball number 2. So the count goes even, 2-2 here in Jupiter. Here comes pitch number 20 to Miller. That one down and away. Count now full. And here comes the pitch. Reyes to Miller. He's going to chip this one up, up, up. Is it going to fall fair? No, it doesn't. Just foul, man. Thompson running over there in left field. Just landed, folks, on the other side of the white line. That's how close it was. So another foul from Miller, staying alive. You know that's my favorite song, right? Miller must know. He's up here with a full count, trying to make something happen for these Mighty Muscles. Here comes the pitch from Reyes. It's going to be pitch number 22 for Reyes in relief. Here we go. Here it comes. And this one's going to be chopped foul again. Full count here to Miller. Reyes now taking his time, looking over to Santiago, trying to get the best pitch here in this situation. Here it comes. And that's going to be low and inside for a walk. So a free ride to first base on the Base on Balls Express train. There you go. That brings up Tanner Schwobel, second baseman tonight for the Mighty Muscles. Here comes the 24th pitch from Reyes. And that's going to be up and inside, ball number 1. And this one's going to be smacked by Schobel. But we got guys at first and second trying to get it. And brought down easily by Sanoa calling the ball there. And that's an easy out number 2. Nice little fist pump there by Sanoa and Montgomery.
Now batting the first baseman, number 24, Noah Cardenas.
Just a little bit crowded there around that ball, but Sanoa able to call it off. So out number 2 here, Reyes and Cardenas. Cardenas, 239 on the season, 31 RBIs, 8 home runs. First baseman tonight for your Mighty Muscles. Ooh, what a laser beam check at first. Reyes throwing to Montgomery. Trying to make sure that the runner checks himself there. Schobel does have some speed at first. That is obviously a cause of concern with the Mighty Muscles already on top. 2-0 here in the top of the 6th. No errors. Muscles 4 hits. Hammerheads 3. The most important line on the board, though. 2-0. Muscles on top. Here comes the 27th pitch. Reyes to Cardenas. And he... Did he get a piece of that? Yes, he did. So the runner has to stay on first. As that ball got behind the catcher, but it was a foul tip. Count now 0-2 here to Cardenas. 0-2 to count, two outs. Reyes trying to get out of this inning, trying to give the Hammerheads a chance here as we get past the halfway point of this game. Mighty Muscles on top, 2-0. Here comes the 28th pitch from Reyes. Reyes to Cardenas. Here we go. And that's going to be count now even 2-2. So Reyes trying to get out of this inning. Here comes pitch number 29 to Cardenas. Cardenas smacks this one over to third, over to second, and that's going to be all she wrote. What a play from Berry over to Sanoa. And just like that, the Hammerheads escape any more damage. Down 2-0, folks. We are approaching the bottom of the sixth inning. Can your Hammerheads take a bite out of these muscles? This is Walter Works live on MILB.com. Ladies and gentlemen, your source for minor league baseball. And this is the Jupiter Hammerheads Baseball Radio Network. And we'll be back for the bottom of the sixth inning after this commercial break.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the US Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt US Kids, and the Ad Council.
It's 4 a.m., Monday, and you're literally sucking baby snot through a tube because she's congested. Man, that's love. And if you love her that much, love her enough to make sure she's buckled in the right car seat. To make sure your child's in the right seat for their age and size, visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Show them you love them. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Ad Council.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, on this edition of Tuesday Night Baseball at beautiful Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium in Jupiter, Florida. Jake Thompson in the batter's box, spotting 261 on the season with one home run and three RBIs. We're in the bottom of the sixth, though, folks. Mighty Muscles still on top, 2-0. Hammerhead's got to take a bite at some point here. Lots of swimming, no biting, still with no runs on the board. Here comes the pitch. Big swing and a miss by Thompson. Count now 0-2. Nolan has been really efficient, productive, and just stellar on the mound, man. 50 pitches in his sixth inning of work. Are you for real right now? That's incredible. Nolan going to be approaching his 52nd pitch. Here comes the 1-2 pitch to Thompson. Thompson calling time. Quick time there. Thompson trying to regroup himself down in the count here with a 1-2 count. But in this beautiful game of baseball, the game we all love, anything can happen at any moment. This one going to be smacked foul. We saw that Sunday when the Cardinals and the Hammerheads had a game that went neck and neck until the Hammerheads fell short, the Cardinals winning that one with a walk-off in the ninth. Here comes the pitch from Nolan, pitch number 53. Here it comes to Thompson. That one's going to be smacked over to center. Urbina chasing it, and it falls into the dirt of the warning track, and that's going to be a stand-up double for Thompson. And the Hammerheads dug out with cheers as something gets going here. What a hit. Right in the dirt of the warning track, man. Just a couple feet more would have been out of here. But a monster hit for the Hammerheads. You gotta be feeling good if you're part of this Jupiter Hammerheads faithful, folks. So here we go. Thompson with a beautiful hit is over at second now. That brings up Luttrell, batting 190 on the season, but man, so much potential over there in right field with Luttrell now in the batter's box. Here we go at the Dean. Nobody out. Bottom of the sixth inning. Hammerhead's trying to get something going here. This one chopped foul. It's going to be 0-1 now. Here comes pitch number 55 of the night from Nolan. Nolan against Luttrell. Here we go. The 0-1 pitch. This one going to be fouled. Strike two. Count now 0-2. Here comes pitch number 56 as Nolan takes a long stare over at second, checking Thompson on the bags. Here comes the pitch and a big swing and a miss, but it hits the dirt. And just like that, Tatum tags him. Luttrell is out for an out. Out number one now in the books. That's going to bring up Yidi Cappe, the leadoff man for your Hammerheads. So here we go, Yidi Cappe. With one out, got Thompson at second. With a healthy lead there at second, here comes the pitch. This one catches the corner of the plate. What a beautiful pitch there by Nolan for strike number one. Nolan again, man, showing some composure on the mound. Perfect poise. Now with 58 pitches, trying to get out of the sixth inning. Runner on second, Hammerheads down 2-0. It's been all about pitching for these Mighty Muscles. They had an impressive first inning, and they've been able to make it work and keep a grip on this lead. As that one is called strike. So the count now goes to 1-2 here. With one out, Thompson at second. Leadoff man Yidi Cappe trying to make something happen here. You know he can, batting 291, but he is retired. Another strikeout for Nolan, his 60th pitch, and it's a strikeout. Go figure.
Now batting the second baseman, number six, Javier Sanoa.
So Sanoa, who has had a busy night, trying to do everything he can to get these Hammerheads on the board. Now he's in the box, batting 228 on the season, 3 home runs, 16 RBIs. We'll see what Sanoa can do. As this one, nice breaking ball. Sanoa goes after it, but that's a called strike on a foul tip. You got Thompson at second, down 2-0. This has been one of the opportunities, the few opportunities that the Hammerheads have had all game. Here comes the pitch from Nolan, number 62. This one down and away, called ball. Sanoa in that important number two spot, if he can get on base, that's going to bring the Big Bat Barry up in that number three spot. Super important here with a golden opportunity as Sanoa rips this one over to right field, but that's going to be a routine play and a catch for Aguirre. But no cigar, the Hammerheads just falling short of making anything happen here. Ladies and gentlemen, as we approach the top of the seventh, this is Walter Works on your Jupiter Hammerheads Baseball Radio Network. Mighty Muscles on top, 2. Jupiter Hammerheads, nothing. We'll be back for the top of the seventh after this commercial break.
Tom has been a teacher for over 40 years. One day, I think one of the students had asked the question and he didn't remember the answer. And I also noticed that he was letting his class out earlier than they were supposed to let out. I was really starting to worry.
Levi and I talked about how it would change our lives, but he was there beside me.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Let's be honest. The National Symphony may not be in his future, but he wanted to try violin. So you said yes because you love him. And if you love him that much, love him enough to make sure he's buckled up and in the back seat. Find out more about keeping your kids safe in your vehicle at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Show them you love them. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, from beautiful Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium for this edition of Tuesday Night Baseball. You gotta love it. Lots of action going on in your minor leagues and your major leagues. How exciting is it to be a baseball fan? You gotta love it. Mighty Muscles on top, 2-0 right now, top of the seventh inning. Reyes on the mound has been stellar in relief for your Jupiter Hammerheads. Reyes against Cespedes at the plate. Cespedes, a big bat. This one fouled off him. And now that's going to be a foul ball. So 1-2, Reyes with his 33rd pitch now approaching. Cespedes in the batter's box for the Mighty Muscles. 307 on the season, 21 RBIs, 3 home runs. Here comes the pitch from Reyes. That's going to be a beautiful one, and Cespedes knows it, nodding his head in agreement. What a nasty pitch by Reyes for a big-time strikeout, retiring Cespedes. And that brings up Cavaco, batting .232 on the season, 44 RBIs for Cavaco. Here comes the pitch. That one going to be fouled. 0-1 now. Here comes pitch number 35 of the night from Reyes. Reyes to Cavaco. Nice breaking ball inside for strike number 2. So the count now 0-2 to Cavaco. Reyes trying to make a quick inning out of these Mighty Muscles, trying to get back in this game before stretch time, as we're here in the top of the 7th inning. Here comes the pitch head. What a beautiful single. A stand-up single by Cavaco. And the Mighty Muscles are on the bases. Right over the head of Sanoa. Nice timely hitting by the Mighty Muscles. So Reyes hasn't really allowed any of that happening. Has been nearly just, like I said, stellar in relief. Very nice to see for this Marlins organization. All these prospects really add some contributions early on in the second half. Here comes the pitch to Rosario. Rosario batting .222 on the season, 37 RBIs, 10 dingers to go along with that. Here comes the 38th pitch of the night. Reyes to Rosario. Here comes the 0-1. Just missing the plate there. Nice control so far from Reyes. A nice mixture of fastballs and breaking balls. You gotta love it. That's what pitching is all about at the next level. And he's bringing it. Here comes pitch number 39 to Rosario. Count now 1-1. And that one's going to be down and inside. Slider just moving 2 away from that plate. Count 2-1. So after a tough series with the Cardinals last week, the Hammerheads looking for some redemption this series. I told you on Sunday that this would be a perfect opportunity for the Hammerheads to snap back into it and end this division race. With new life in the second half, they had such a hot ending to the first half of the season. Everybody was riding on that high momentum, and they're just trying so hard to not let that slip away. One game under .500, they need a win here. Here comes the pitch to Rosario. That's going to be a strike numero 3. What a nasty pitch by Reyes. So two outs now. That's going to bring Dylan Tatum into the box, batting 187, five home runs, taking over the catching duties tonight for your Mighty Muscles. Runner on first, two outs here, almost approaching stretch time at the Dean. A much-needed stretch needed. Here comes the pitch from Reyes. That breaking ball just a little bit up high, ball number one. No fans in the stands tonight, folks. But don't forget, Wednesdays, Thursdays, Fridays, and Saturdays, this is where it's happening. Family fun, entertainment, and some great baseball, and some great deals, man. Talk about Thirsty Thursdays. $1, $2, $3 drink specials, and some baseball. How can you go wrong? Beautiful Jupiter, Florida. Check us out during the week. Jupiter Hammerheads going to be hosting the Mighty Muscles all week here at the Dean. As far as tonight goes, we're on MILB.com. As always, folks, your source for minor league baseball. This is Walter Works, taking over your Sundays and Tuesdays here at the Dean. Jupiter Hammerheads baseball trying to get back into it against the Mighty Muscles. Here comes the pitch. This one away, and Tatum takes a ride on the Base on Balls Express train. A walk there, and that's going to bring Coach Espada to the mound. A meeting at the mound, and I don't know if it's going to be a meeting of the minds or if that's going to be it for Reyes. Now with its 45th pitch. But let me tell you something. You got to be happy if you're Coach Espada. You got to be happy if you're a part of this Marlins organization. Because Reyes, man, he brought the heat. He was stellar. Skipping away and skip away, my friend. Good work there for Reyes, keeping the Hammerheads in the game. So we got a new pitcher in here. He's going to warm up. We're going to get a name, a number, and some information. Hammerheads looking for some more relief. And I'm not talking Pepto-Bismol, folks. We'll be back for the top of the seventh inning here. Pitching change here for your Jupiter Hammerheads. This is Walter Works, source for minor league baseball on the Jupiter Hammerheads Baseball Radio Network. We'll be back after this commercial break.
To some, the sound of a baby babbling doesn't mean much, but that's not true. They're testing out vowels and consonants and trying different sounds. And by 12 months, their babbling is beginning to take on meaning, especially if there's no babbling at all. Little to no babbling by 12 months or later is just one of the possible signs of autism in children. Learn more at AutismSpeaks.org. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, back really quick, and we're going to see what happened here as this is going to be a home run. Is it going to be a home run? We're back. We got a new pitcher in Jimenez, and we got a lot of speculation here going on as the umpire is running. We don't know if we have... We don't know if we have a home run here. What's going on? This is going to be really interesting. I mean, we just got back into the game, and there's a lot of commotion there. I don't know what's going to happen. They signaled a home run. The ball might have gotten stuck, but everybody is going back to their positions. Okay. Wow, what a way to snap back into the game there in the top of the seventh. All right, so that's going to be out number two. It looks like there was a run put on the board there. No home run, though, as it looks like maybe the pitch got stuck there in the dirt or something like that. But Jimenez now in relief as this one's going to be smacked foul by Urbina. Urbina at the plate with a 321 average, 14 RBIs on the season, 3 home runs. So the Muscles able to get another run across home plate, now up 3-0 with 2 outs here. Runners on 2nd and 3rd. Here comes the pitch. That's a big swing and a miss, and that's strike number 2. Here comes the pitch. That one going to be chopped foul. So count 0-2. Jimenez trying to get out of this inning and head over to stretch time. Hammerhead staying in the game, and that's going to be a big-time strikeout for Jimenez. So an interesting inning of relief for Jimenez. They give up a run, down 3-0. Now approaching the bottom of the sea. Muscles on top, 3-0. And it's time to stretch it out at the Dean. Stretchity, stretch, stretch, stretch. 3-0, Mighty Muscles on top. No errors on the board. 6 hits to 4 hits, Mighty Muscles winning in that category, and also winning in the most important category, 3-0. As we approach the bottom of the 7th inning, folks, this is Walter Works live on the Jupiter Hammerheads Baseball Radio Network. We'll be back for the bottom of the 7th inning right after this.
From disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit stoptextsstoprex.org. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Walter Works with you live on MILB.com. That's right, your source for minor league baseball. Tuesday night at the Dean, bottom of the 7th inning. Now with Jackson Hicks on the mound for relief for your Fort Myers Mighty Muscles. Jacob Berry in the batter's box trying to get things going. Showing bunt, beautiful bunt over to the third baseman. Can't barehand it. Close but no cigar. Would have been a hard play anyway. But nice, nice baseball there. What a bunt. What a surprise bunt. That's going to bring up Joe Mack to the plate. So look at that, man. In the three spot, Berry's showing bunt. Now that brings up Mack with nobody out now and a runner at first. Let's see what Mackety Mack can do here at the plate. Here comes the 1-0 pitch. Hicks to Mack. That one a big swing but foul. Bringing the count over to 1-1. Here comes the 1-1 pitch to Mack. Big swing and a miss there. And here comes the pitch. Too low. Going to be a ball. Count now 2-2. Hicks now approaching his sixth pitch. This one's going to be popped up, but popped up foul. Count remains 2-2. Hicks against Mack. Bottom of the seventh inning. Muscles on top, 3-0. Nobody out. Runner on first. Here comes the pitch. Check swing up high. Did he go? No, he didn't. That's going to bring the count full. Joe Mack with some nice discipline brings the count full. Here we go. Here comes the eighth pitch from Hicks. A long stare down at first. Runner threatening. Nobody out. That one going to be down. Oh, he got him. What a nasty strikeout by Hicks retiring Allen. Man, that just caught the corner of the plate there. And the beautiful pitching continues for your mighty muscles. It's been a story of pitching here. That's been the recipe. As the mighty muscles mustering a little bit of offense here and there everywhere they can. And trying to stick the nail to them in that coffin on the Hammerheads tonight with pitching. Owen won the count, one out. Allen at the plate, the big bat in Allen, 232 on the season, 8 home runs, 47 RBIs. Here comes the pitch. That's going to be a called strike. Count now 0-1. Here comes the 0-2 to Allen. That one is going to be down and away for ball number one. Hicks looking over at first, getting his pitch. Here it comes. And that's going to be down and away for ball number two. Nice eye by Allen, trying to keep things interesting here and get some production for these Hammerheads. Bottom of the seventh, folks. 3-0, muscles on top. This one up high, going to be another ball, bringing the count now full. So Allen able to work his way back into this sequence, back in the count, bringing the count now full. It's number 14 from Hicks. Big swing and a miss, and that's going to retire Allen for out number two. So two outs now. Runner still on first. And that's going to bring up Torin Montgomery. So here comes Montgomery, quiet night so far for him, batting 286 on the season, 3 RBIs. Really a quiet night for this whole Hammerheads offense. Obviously no runs on the board yet. Down 3-0. Here comes the 1-0 pitch to Montgomery. And a big swing and a miss for strike number one. Live on MILB.com, folks. This is Walter Works with you on the Jupiter Hammerheads Baseball Radio Network on this beautiful Tuesday night edition of Baseball at the Dean. Fort Myers Mighty Muscles visiting your hometown Jupiter Hammerheads. Here comes the pitch from Hicks. Big swing and a miss. So here we go, folks. Here comes the 2-2, and this one's going to be smacked over the third, but that's going to be an easy play over the first. And just like that, Cavaco to Cardenas, and that retires the side. As we approach the top of the eighth inning, folks, Mighty Must. This is Walter Works live on MILB.com. That's right, your source for minor league baseball. And, of course, we're on the Jupiter Hammerheads Baseball Radio Network. Ladies and gentlemen, we are approaching the top of the eighth inning. We'll be back after this commercial break.
Hey, hon, what you doing with your phone? Taking pictures?
No, I'm asking it questions.
Like what?
Hey, Bobo, do flowers have best friends?
I'm sorry, I'm afraid I don't know that.
Hey, follow me. I want to show you something. Look, flowers do have best friends.
Whoa.
Some answers can only be found in nature. Discover the unsearchable. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a trail near you. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen. Beautiful Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. Mighty Muscles on top, 3-0, top of the eighth inning. I'm going to keep the Hammerheads close in this one. Things are looking to be slipping away, though. No offense in sight for these Hammerheads. Jimenez in the game in relief. Approaching his ninth pitch of the game. Here it comes. That one is going to be down and away for a called ball. So the count now 3-1. Noah Miller up at the plate, 224 on the season, 19 RBIs, 2 home runs. And that's going to be a called strike, strike number 2. And that one going to be outside. So a walk to first. Noah with a good eye there. That's going to bring up Schoble to the plate. 333 on the season. 0 RBI, 0 home runs. But there's a lot of potential in Schoble there for your Mighty Muscles. Jimenez on the mound trying to keep things close now with a runner on first and nobody out. He might have a tough task here. Here comes the pitch. Nice pitch there, called strike. Strike number 1, count now 0-1. And that's a strike, so the count's now 0-2. Beautiful night here at the Dean. A little bit breezy. Hasn't been much of a factor. A nice little calm wind as the runner goes. He's stealing second. And is it going to be a tipped ball or no? Yes, it is. Souts. Jimenez against Schoble. Schoble with a productive day for the Muscles. Here it comes. Check swing. Did he go? No, he didn't. Count now 1-2. as Jimenez checks the runner at first. Working with Montgomery there, Hammerheads trying to keep the runners at bay. Here comes pitch number 16 from Jimenez to Schoble. That one going to be outside, evening the count now 2-2. And this one's going to be smacked over to second, stepping on the bag and over to first is Sanoa. A quick two outs there for the Hammerheads. That's some nice defense. How about that? Hammerheads trying to do everything they can to stay in this game. And why not? So two outs here. Top of the eighth. Hammerheads down 3-0. Jimenez with his 18th pitch of the night there. That's going to be called ball. Count now 1-0. Cardenas at the plate batting .238 on the season. 31 RBIs, 8 home runs. Playing first base tonight for the Mighty Muscles, and this one almost takes his head off. Ay, ay, ay. That's a loud out. Loud ball, I'm sorry. A loud ball number 2. Still early in this second half, folks. Still a lot of hope and potential for this Mighty Muscles team to make a run in their division. Hammerheads trying to do a little bit of the same in the Florida State League East. Neck and neck with the Cardinals and the Mets all in that division there. Every game counts now. I mean, it always did, but now more than ever. They have a chance now to make a playoff run. And it starts here, it starts tonight, it starts this week with the Mighty Muscles visiting Jupiter. As that one is called strike. A nice strike number 1 as the count moves to 3-1. So we got a 3-1 count. Jimenez approaching his 22nd pitch of the evening. I mean, Cardenas with just so much potential at the plate, man. Talk about 31 RBIs and 8 home runs. A lot of pop in that bat. Here comes the pitch. That's going to be foul, tipped right in front of him. Count stays full. So Santiago is going to come out now and just touch base with Jimenez. Joe Mack. What am I saying? Santiago. Yeah, so Mack going to be checking up on Jimenez as he's done with that. They get back into the swing of things here. And here comes pitch number 23 to Cardenas. Nice breaking ball, and he got him. And Cardenas knew it. It was all over that plate. Beautiful pitch as we approach the bottom of the eighth inning. Will the Hammerheads take a bite tonight out of these Mighty Muscles, folks? We'll find out. This is Walter Works with you for Minor League Baseball. And we are on the Jupiter Hammerheads Baseball Radio Network. We'll be back after this commercial break.
To buy your home, you became a house hunting ace, learned about loans, scoured neighborhoods, and asked the right questions. Now you're queen of your castle. If you manage that, you can get your retirement plan on track. Visiting aceyourretirement.org can help. With 401k tips and smart saving strategies, you'll feel empowered to own your retirement like you own your home. Go to aceyourretirement.org. Because when it comes to clearing financial hurdles, you're an ace. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective.
Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, at the Dean. This is Walter Works with you on the Jupiter Hammerheads Baseball Radio Network, live on MILB.com. As this one is smacked by Santiago, finally getting something going for the Hammerheads. Nice hit there, right over the head of Cardenas in first. So a nice start to the inning there, bottom of the eighth inning. Hammerheads looking for their mojo, looking for something magical here with just two innings left. Can they make it happen? That's an important series as they try to make a playoff push in the second half. This one down and away. Count 1-0. Hicks on the mound in relief still for the Mighty Muscles. Jake Thompson up at the plate. Thompson 292 on the season. One home run, three RBIs. No outs here with a runner on first. Count 1-0. Here comes the pitch. That one a little bit away and up high. Yep, that's called the ball. So 2-0 the count. Here comes the 2-0 pitch. Hicks winding up. Here it goes. Down and away, ball three. And that's going to be a called strike. Count now 3-1 to Thompson. Here comes the 3-1 pitch. That's going to be down and inside to Thompson as he's going to take first. And now we got runners on first and second in the bottom of the eighth with nobody out. So here we go, folks. Hicks approaching his 27th pitch of the evening up against Luttrell as coach comes out to the mound. We'll see what's going on as they have a conversation with Hicks. So coach, bottom of the eighth inning, man. Things getting interesting here with the Hammerheads. Finally with a threat here. Late in the game with runners on first and second, nobody out. Six hits apiece for the Muscles and the Hammerheads. So the Mighty Muscles, a part of the Minnesota Twins organization, trying to make an impact in this first game of this series against the Hammerheads. Here we go. Here comes the 27th pitch of the night from Hicks. That's going to be called a strike. So Luttrell trying to make something happen. Count 0-1. Runners on first and second. This is the biggest opportunity the Hammerheads have had thus far. Big swing, but chopped foul. Luttrell making contact, but not enough. Batting 182 on the season. No home runs, no RBIs, but a lot of potential. We'll see what happens here. Here we go. Hicks versus Luttrell. And here comes the 0-2 pitch. Oh, man, good eye from Luttrell there, as that's called ball. Count now 1-2. A beautiful night here in Jupiter, Florida, Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. the scene of the event here. Game one between the Mighty Muscles, traveling all the way from Fort Myers, a part of the Twins organization, here to play your hometown Jupiter Hammerheads. 3-0 so far. Bottom of the eighth inning. Nobody out, though. Runners on first and second. Here comes the pitch to Luttrell. That one's going to be inside. Good eye by Luttrell. Bringing the count now full. Go figure. Hicks taking a little bit of time here to get the right pitch. And here it comes. And that's going to be chopped right in for Tatum. Throwing to third. Nice baseball IQ there by Tatum, preventing any runs from coming across home, doing everything he can do at least. And that was smart baseball now with Yidi Cappe in the leadoff spot now at the plate. So one out here in the bottom of the eighth. We got runners on first and second. Drama at the Dean. Finally, the Hammerheads threatening. Big swing and a miss by Cappe. Cappe comes into the game batting 286. No home runs, 4 RBIs. But man, he's an exciting prospect to watch. And the Marlins organization can't wait to see what comes from Cappe. Here comes the pitch. This one's going to be popped up. And Schobel looking for it. And he gets it, falling right into his midst. And all the Hammerheads staying on their base. That's right, staying on second and staying on first. So now with two outs, Hicks here potentially going to be able to get out of this jam. Beautiful night here on the Dean. Walter works with you on the Jupiter Hammerheads Baseball Radio Network, live on MILB.com. Muscles on top, 3-0 here. Here comes the pitch. Foul tip by Sanoa. Sanoa with a busy day, playing second base for your Hammerheads. 226 on the season, 3 home runs, 16 RBIs. Count 0-1 to Sanoa. Hicks looking at second. Here comes the 0-1. This one catches the corner of the plate. Nasty pitch by Hicks. Sanoa now down in the count, 0-2. We'll see what happens. Here comes pitch number 37. Hicks' first one's going to be down and away, ball one. Jupiter Hammerheads trying to get over 500. They got to get there first. Tonight's win would get them there. And this is a big swing and a miss. Chopped foul, though. Sanoa staying alive. You know that's my favorite song. Come on now. Sanoa, though, staying alive indeed here. Bottom of the eighth. Two outs, though. And down in the count, 1-2. Hicks approaching his 39th pitch. Here comes number 39. And that's going to be foul tipped. So Sanoa keeping things interesting there in the batter's box. Making some contact. Nothing going his way as of yet. And that's kind of been the story of this game for the Hammerheads. So here comes the 1-2 pitch. Hicks versus Sanoa. Hicks looking over at second. Here it comes. A big swing and a miss by Sanoa. You know he was going all after that one. And just like that, ladies and gentlemen, we go to the top of the ninth inning here. Can the Mighty Muscles add some insurance and close this game out, ladies and gentlemen? We will find out. This is Walter Works on the Jupiter Hammerheads Baseball Radio Network, live on MILB.com, your source for minor league baseball. And we got a delight here at the Dean, and we'll be back for the end of it. Top of the ninth coming up. Muscles on top, 3-0.
To buy your home, you became a house hunting ace. Learned about loans, scoured neighborhoods, and asked the right questions. Now you're queen of your castle. If you manage that, you can get your retirement plan on track. Visiting aceyourretirement.org can help. With 401k tips and smart saving strategies, you'll feel empowered to own your retirement like you own your home. Go to aceyourretirement.org. Because when it comes to clearing financial hurdles, you're an ace.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen. Walter Works with you. Top of the ninth inning here. Muscles, the mighty Muscles from Fort Myers, visiting the Hammerheads today as Cespedes chops this one to the shortstop. An easy play there for Santiago to Montgomery for out number one. Wowzers, that's a quick out. Dale Stanovich on the mound now for the Hammerheads. Stanovich getting some work here in an important spot for your Jupiter Hammerheads. And that's going to be ball one. Count now 1-0 here to Cavaco. Cavaco, 234 on the season, 44 RBIs, 8 home runs. Muscles, man. Look. Here comes the 1-1 pitch to Cavaco. And that's going to be a ball. 1-1 the count. Count 2-1. Stanovich to Cavaco. That's going to be a swing and a miss for strike number two. That evens the count now here in Jupiter. 2-2. Top of the ninth inning. One out. Stanovich now. Here comes pitch number six. This one's going to be smacked up high. Can Aguirre get to it in foul territory? And all the Muscles running away there in the bullpen as the ball falls in the middle of the bullpen there. And that's going to be a loud strike number two. Ninth inning here, folks. It's been a dandy here at the Dean. Here comes the pitch. Foul tipped back. Cavaco staying alive. Count remains 2-2. Hammerheads coming off a tough series with the Cardinals last week. Trying to pick things up this week. Things not looking good so far as Cavaco smacks this one into the outfield. But it looks like it's going to be an easy play for Luttrell over in right field. And that's out number two. So out number two in the books. Stanovich doing his job in relief. Better than Tylenol, folks. That's Stanovich right now as he's going to be approaching his ninth pitch of the evening. So that's ball one, count 1-0. Here comes the 1-0 pitch. That one going to be chopped over to short, and that's going to be a routine play. Santiago to Montgomery, folks. And that's going to be it for the top of the ninth. We'll be back at the Dean, bottom of the ninth inning. Can the mighty Muscles close out the Hammerheads, or will the hometown Jupiter Hammerheads take that final bite? Ladies and gentlemen, we're live on MILB.com. This is the Jupiter Hammerheads Baseball Radio Network, and I'm Walter Works, and we'll be back for the bottom of the ninth inning.
Song again
for the 100th time today.
Here's that song again.
It's gonna be stuck in your head all day.
Yay! hears that song again, it will make you cray cray.
You love your kids enough to watch that TV show a bajillion times. Yay! Love them enough to make sure they're in the right car seat for their age and size. Show them you love them. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Tom has been a teacher for over 40 years. One day, I think one of the students had asked the question and he didn't remember the answer. And I also noticed that he was letting his class out earlier than they were supposed to let out. I was really starting to worry.
Levi and I talked about how it would change our lives, but he was there beside me.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Let's be honest. The national.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, and this is it. This is all she wrote. Last licks for your Jupiter Hammerheads. Oh, man, I know they're hungry. You know, the Sharks love to eat, and they love to eat late. Will it happen here tonight? Bottom of the ninth inning. Jacob Berry at the plate. First pitch to Berry, called strike. Nicholas Remmel on the mound looking for the close. This one chopped foul. Remmel, an international free agent picked in 2017 from Berlin, Germany, crossing seas here to play in Jupiter tonight for your Fort Myers Mighty Muscles. We'll see if he can close it out here. Up in the count 0-2 to Jacob Berry. Here comes the pitch. This one going to be fouled. Berry's staying alive like John Travolta there. We'll see what happens with the count 0-2. Muscles have had all the luck tonight, but let me tell you something. Nothing's lucky about outstanding pitching and defense. That's what you saw tonight. If they can keep things up, I'm sure you'll know who my player of the game is, as this one is just foul by Berry. Oh, my goodness. It traveled all the way to that 355 mark right by that foul pole. What is it, 330? And just went left. Aye, aye, aye. So close. And that's been the story all night for the Hammerheads. Ending the first half of the season, it's been none of that so far here in this second half. Still early, though, in the second half of the season. Hammerheads looking to pull one out here. They have all week, though. Muscles here visiting in Jupiter all week at the Dean. And don't forget, folks, fans in the stands. That's right, fans in the stands. Tomorrow, Silver Sluggers. That's right, we got prizes and baseball bingo all night here at the Dean. And don't forget Thursday, Thirsty Thursdays at the Dean. $1, $2, and $3 specials. Oh, yeah. All you got to do is buy a red Solo cup, and you know we all love those. Lots of exciting stuff here at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium in Jupiter. Come on down. Here comes the pitch to Berry, and he gets him. Wow, what a punch out. Remmel retiring Berry for out number one. Ay, ay, ay. Nothing going the Hammerhead's way, and everything going the Mighty Muscles' way. So that brings up Joe Mack. Your catcher tonight for the Hammerheads. A lot of power at the plate there with Mack. Here comes the pitch. Big swing and a miss. Strike number one. Here comes the ninth pitch from Remmel. This one going to be smacked over to the second baseman. That's going to be a routine play. And just like that, Schobel to Cardenas for out number two. What a night, huh, for the Mighty Muscles. They walked out of this restaurant coming out on top, huh? Nobody ate any mussels tonight on the Hammerhead side of things. Man, what a big win this would be for Fort Myers. But nothing done yet. Nothing's over, especially when Brady Allen's at the plate, man. The power hitter batting 232, 8 home runs, 47 RBIs. Playing center field and can keep things alive here for your Jupiter Hammerheads. Bottom of the ninth inning, two outs, count 0-1. Here comes the 0-2. And that's going to be a strike. Beautiful pitch catching the corner of the plate. And we're down to one more strike. Rimmel, with his 12th pitch approaching, can he close out the game here for the Mighty Muscles? Here we go. Rimmel versus Allen. Here comes the 0-2. That one just up high. Rimmel showing his poise, showing his control, taking a long stare down at Tatum, getting the pitch. Here comes the 1-2 to Allen, and Allen rips this one over to right field, and it's going to be fair. Allen rounding to first, second, there we go, a stand-up double for Brady Allen. My, oh my. We might have some drama at the Dean here. Bottom of the ninth inning with two outs. Allen with a big-time hit. We told you about the power there at the bat. Beautiful double to keep things going for the Jupiter Hammerheads. And that's going to bring up Torin Montgomery. First baseman today for your Jupiter Hammerheads. What a big spot for Montgomery. So here we go. Rimmel trying to close things out. Rimmel against Montgomery. Here it goes. Big swing and a miss. Strike one. Regardless of what just happened, Rimmel is showing poise and control and really one type of demeanor on the mound. I mean, this guy's got some stuff here with an effort to close this game out for the Mighty Muscles. Here comes the 15th pitch of the night for Rimmel. That's going to be called strike. Beautiful pitch by Rimmel. That's strike number two. Montgomery now down in the count, 0-2. So here comes the 0-2 pitch, and that's going to be down and away. Nice eye by Montgomery, staying alive in the count. Montgomery taking his time. Here comes the 1-2 from Rimmel. And that one is going to be grabbed at first. What a beautiful play at first for out number three, ladies and gentlemen. Wow, Cardenas with a diving catch, a diving grab, and he's able to flick it over to Rimmel. What a game for the Mighty Muscles. And what a win. 3-0 over the Jupiter Hammerheads. Man, what a defensive effort by Cardenas at first. And that's pretty much the story of the game, ladies and gentlemen. That's all she wrote here tonight from Jupiter, Florida. Great pitching, unbelievable defense. And just like that, the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles beat the Jupiter Hammerheads. I mean, they blanked them out tonight, 3-0. 3-0 tonight. And we'll be back here tomorrow. A long series ahead, an interesting week it's going to be for the Hammerheads. Can they get some redemption and come out on top, folks? We'll find out. But regardless of that, we'll be back for the postgame show. Muscles on top, 3-0. That's right, Fort Myers coming up with the win on top of the Jupiter Hammerheads tonight. So we'll see what happens tomorrow as we got the same going on here. Muscles and Hammerheads. And, of course, we'll be live on MILB.com, your source for minor league baseball. This is Walter Works on the Jupiter Hammerheads Baseball Radio Network. We'll be right back for your postgame show.
Song again. Use that song again.
done for the 100th time today. It's gonna be stuck in your head all day.
Yay!
Here's that song again.
It will make you cray-cray.
You love your kids enough to watch that TV show a bajillion times.
Yay!
Love them enough to make sure they're in the right car seat for their age and size. Show them you love them. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Tom has been a teacher for over 40 years. One day, I think one of the students had asked the question and he didn't remember the answer. And I also noticed that he was letting his class out earlier than they were supposed to let out. I was really starting to worry.
Levi and I talked about how it would change our lives, but he was there beside me.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. I'm Walter Works with you live on MILB.com, your source for minor league baseball. That's right, and on the Jupiter Hammerheads Baseball Radio Network, as always. Ladies and gentlemen, what a game tonight. Muscles coming out on top, though. The Fort Myers Mighty Muscles impressive tonight behind some stellar pitching and some great defense. On top of tonight's game, 3-0 over your Jupiter Hammerheads. Here's the line for tonight. No errors for both teams. The Hammerheads did have more hits, 7 hits against the Fort Myers, 6 hits. But the only line on the board that I think matters, of course, ladies and gentlemen, crossing home plate for the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles, none for your Jupiter Hammerheads. But we got another chance tomorrow, folks. Another chance tomorrow at the Dean. That's right, the Mighty Muscles are here all week. As far as tonight's game, Nolan gets the win, 4-3 on the season. Diaz with the loss, 0-2 now on the season. And man, the impressive Rimmel with his second save early on in the second half of the season. As far as the big things that happened tonight, how can you deny it, huh? As far as the muscles go, lots of offense on their side when they needed it. Lots of timely hitting. You had, on the Fort Myers side, the biggest thing going on with them was Aguirre's RBIs, right? He got his 20th RBI of the season, Ortega with his second. And what a game by Nolan. He is my player of the game, Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium player of the game. Nolan, 4-3 on the season now, 6 innings pitched, allowing just 4 hits and 8 strikeouts. For Nolan. Wow, what a game for him tonight. You can't deny it. They deserve it as much as anybody would. What a game for Nolan. Impressive on the mound tonight and definitely the big contributor to the win tonight from the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles. As far as your Jupiter Hammerheads, let's take a look at that pitching. With the Jupiter Hammerheads, you had Diaz taking a loss. He only had about 3 innings of work, allowing 3 hits. 2 earned runs, 1 base on balls, and 4 strikeouts. His ERA now 4.26. Reyes, then he came in relief. 3 innings pitched also. 3 balls given up for Reyes. 3 strikeouts, though. And then you had Jimenez, 1 inning pitched, 2 strikeouts, 1 walk. So overall, 9 innings pitched, of course. 6 hits allowed. 3 earned runs. 5 walks. 9 strikeouts. For the Hammerheads. So, a lot of good stuff seen from the Hammerheads pitching staff, but ultimately just not able to piece. I mean, you have to think in any baseball game, if you allow 3 runs through 9 innings, you should have a good opportunity to come up with a win at any point. But look, the other part of that is unbelievable pitching, unbelievable defense, and that's what we saw tonight from your Fort Myers Mighty Muscles. Ladies and gentlemen, what a game tonight at the Dean, and this wraps up the Tuesday edition of baseball tonight for your Jupiter Hammerheads and Mighty Muscles. Unfortunately, the Jupiter Hammerheads fell short, but tonight's another night. Viva la baseball, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be back tomorrow. Mighty Muscles at the Jupiter Hammerheads for game two of this series. This is Walter Works live on MILB.com, Jupiter Hammerheads Baseball Radio Network, saying sayonara, and tomorrow's another day. We'll see you back at the Dean. Have a great night.
Protect her home and family in a disaster. Karen was willing to wade through water, mud, and insurance paperwork.
Yeah, I can do this.
You go, Karen! By simply understanding and updating what her insurance covers and doesn't cover now, she'll be better prepared no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America